Fall has begun to spin into winter. There's no snow yet, but rest assured it'll be here soon, and that means that we have finally come around to the end of the year. Today on the show, we're taking a quick look back at some of the most important stories we've examined over this past semester. Hello, Laurier. This is the Chordcast. Thanks for tuning in to the final episode of the Chordcast for this semester. I'm host and features editor, Carlos Wild. Today on the show, I sat down with a few members of our staff to discuss some of the biggest, most important stories from this past semester. But before we begin, I'd just like to make a quick disclaimer that the opinions expressed on this program are those of the individuals speaking, and do not necessarily reflect the intentions of the content or the opinions of any other members of the Chord staff or volunteers. This program was recorded on December the 4th, 2017.
Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to the final Chordcast of the semester. We finally made it all the way through. That's 12, 14 issues we've done since the beginning of the summer. Is that right?
15
issues?
15, I think. Yeah.
Anyway, 15 excellent issues, and now we can all take a little bit of a break over the winter. So as always, I am joined here by a panel of some members of our editorial staff. Can you guys just introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Garrison Osterhoff. I'm the web director.
And I'm Curtis Rideout, and I am the editor-in-chief.
Awesome. And now, just to sort of start things off nice and light for you, we were talking at our meeting yesterday about some questions we could ask around campus, and we didn't end up going into it, but the question of if Santa was a real person, what would you ask him for of, you know, just of all the big lofty concepts you can think of? What would you ask for Christmas? And you can't say world peace because that's too easy.
Well, I was going to say, are we talking like peace on earth type stuff?
We can talk peace on earth stuff. Can you go into some detail?
Like that level of like not even possible.
You can, or it could be
just beyond possible.
An Xbox, whatever.
Right.
Okay. Well, if there's no limits here, it's going to require a couple minutes of thinking, or at least a few seconds.
I don't need a couple minutes of thinking. I just need a couple minutes of talking. To
let it out.
Is that a thing?
You go. And
yeah,
I'll
let's
think.
Go.
Man, I really want an Xbox One. on Reddit, I read the R Gaming subreddit, and it just looks like so much fun. I have some time off coming up with the Christmas break. I would be amazing to play some video games for a while, because I just haven't in so long. And then also, my last pair of skates I got when I was 15. It's like 6 years ago almost. And like, maybe that's not a lot of time for most people, but I don't know. I just feel like they're really outdated and they are kind of falling apart, where the top ringlets don't tie anymore. Mm-hmm. The laces broke through them. So that's $800 for the top line, maybe $1,000 for the top of the line skates right now.
Wow.
That would be pretty awesome if Santa could deliver. But it's not going to happen.
Stick with those Bauer for $200. Standard.
Those Bauer vapors.
That's what I have.
Yeah. No Bauer Supremes.
What about you, Curtis? What do you think? If you could have anything in the world.
It was such a hard question.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, it would be to like get paid without working.
Okay, yeah.
Probably something along those lines.
YouTube monetization or something?
Yeah, like maybe
that still becomes work though, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind vlogging if that was money for me, but I just could never get into it.
Fair enough.
I mean, oh man. it's just the possibilities are endless here. I just, yeah, that's definitely it. Maybe success in the world of music. If Santa could wish that into existence, that would be pretty great.
It'd be all right.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Great, guys. Thanks for that. So obviously we have our last issue of the semester coming out on Wednesday, and it's going to be a good issue. Going to be a bigger issue, I think.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff's coming up in the issue?
Okay. Well, we got our end of the year wrap up kind of stuff. So we got top five news stories since we started. Since our group started in April at the end of the year.
We got a sports review of the some fall sports, like what happened over the term, and then also a midterm review for the hockey team, kind of summing up what's going on right now.
Yeah, so some report cards for that too, and then we got in arts and life, we're counting down some of the best stuff of the year, movies, video games, what else? music. And there's one more. I think we're going to count down some of our best stories as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that should be all right. That'll definitely be worth checking out. So, for the last podcast of 2017, we just kind of wanted to take a look back at what has been important, what the big stories have been for this year, and just talk about them a little bit. Just coming to your minds, what were some of the more important stories this year?
I think going all the way back to when we started, one of the first big issues that we talked about was some of the discourse surrounding the Canada 150 thing. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that from more of the Indigenous perspective, and that was definitely one of the first big stories I feel like we published. Mm-hmm. As a group. And then it was pretty tame over the summer. There was no big stories. There were some investigations into Waterloo Regional Police Services that I haven't heard much about since.
Okay, yeah.
Little stuff like that. Yeah. Anything off the top of your guys' head?
Just because I drive and I go past King Street, I was following the King Street construction for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the business owners that were trapped behind those construction walls there when people couldn't really get to them. So I thought that stuff was very interesting as well. I'm glad we covered it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been a crazy time in Waterloo. And of course, all the stories that we're talking about are available online. We do have an entire backlog of our issues going back. Till when? Till all the way, or?
Well.
How many years?
Yeah, as far as like.
13? 2013?
Since we've been producing them in house and laying them out in house, I feel like I'm pretty sure since then we've been publishing them on issue.com, which is ISSUU. Mm-hmm. And that's where we publish our full PDF issues, mm-hmm. separate from our actual web exclusives.
So, of course, all the content's available online. So, just turning back around to that Canada 150 story. And you said that was a big, important story. Can you just remind us why it was so important?
I think amidst the celebration, was another example of where people's voices who were most affected by the colonization of Canada, mm-hmm. I should say, were not really included in that conversation at first, it seemed. Moving forward, there was like a lot of sort of feedback that kind of went into including different cultures in that celebration, mm-hmm. and looking at it more from a different perspective and thinking like, this is not just us, this is not Canada establishing itself as a country so much as it's like people moving in to a territory that's not theirs, mm-hmm. and kind of imposing their own rules on it. I feel like exploring it from that perspective was super important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and explorations of inclusivity have been a major feature in our paper this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered some stories about that. I know I did a Thanksgiving story where I tried to deconstruct Thanksgiving to take a look at it from a more more inclusive perspective. But yeah, so it's been a good semester. Another one of the big stories this year was taking a look at student satisfaction at Wilfrid Laurier. Garrison, can you tell us about that story?
So this was the second year in a row that we got first place in student satisfaction. I think it's McLean's rating system. They have a magazine each year. We had a couple of good positions in a couple categories, but it's really cool that the students came back and they said that Laurier is they're satisfied to be students here. So mm-hmm. I thought that was cool.
Are you satisfied to be a student here?
Yeah. Working in the media, I think, as kind of trying to think critically and whatnot, has changed it. Like, my first year, I was very, very proud to be a Laurier Golden Hawk, and, like, it was, yeah, very proud to be part of the school. And now I'm just more, I guess, critical of all things, and not just about my school anymore, so I think about bigger mm-hmm. issues.
Awesome. And, of course, probably the biggest story that we had this year, has unfolded over the past couple of weeks. Still some talk going on with that. Can you tell us about that story, Curtis?
Yeah, so for those that aren't informed, we do have extensive coverage of this on our website, but there's been a lot of sort of debate and discourse and conversation, and some not so constructive either, but all surrounding the TA, Lindsay Shepherd, and her decision to play a clip from The Agenda with Jordan Peterson. Yeah, that's obviously been keeping us busy in the past month or so. We've had some reactions to that. Yeah, it's just been very polarizing. It's been we've been prioritizing getting as many voices as possible and that sort of thing. But yeah, for a good rundown, I would suggest checking out our website. I put together a timeline that I think covers some of the events. Even like as of late, just to fill anyone in, Deb McClatchy was recently on the agenda with Steve Paikin, which is the show that originally aired the clip, which is pretty significant, I think. And more recently, too, the Students' Union and the Grad Students' Association addressed the issue in a letter to the students. So that's like that's been more and more kind of coming out. In the past few days, it's sort of slowed down a little bit for the first time in a few weeks. But
yeah, it's been crazy. It's been heavy. A lot of stuff. Big focus on that kind of makes it hard to even take a look back at the rest of the year because a lot of it seems pretty tame by comparison. But obviously, we have had a good semester, and there's lots of great stuff to check out online. Did either of you have any other stories you wanted to bring up? It's okay if you don't. Just if you think of anything.
I thought, like, just to be as, I don't know, diverse as possible, I thought the arts and life, starting with the chord picks, like, every now and then we'll have a different... group of people write a different topic. I thought that was really cool. We didn't have that last year. It was a good idea, and it's come about pretty well, I think.
Yeah, and that's been a lot of fun. Yeah. And is there a chord picks in this week's issue?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
What was our last one last week?
The last chord picks we did...
Like Halloween?
No, like the last one. We were supposed to do a Christmas-themed one last week, but it didn't.
Because we did the arts and crafts instead.
Yeah, right? It did pan out. We had another story.
Oh, the last chord picks that we did was favorite movie scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, and obviously we will continue doing those in the future. Just a great way to have a fun little break in the newspaper from all the heavy stuff. And in that same fashion, we are going to move into the last segment of the podcast, which is something good. What we do in this section is just detail something from our lives in the past week. Could be a book, a movie, could be an experience. Just something that was good for you. For me personally, on Saturday, I got to go to a concert at a church in Cambridge that my dad's work was putting on. And my dad is the choir director for a Christian Drug Rehabilitation Center, which is as weird as it sounds. And yeah, so I just got to go and I got to see their Christmas presentation. It was great to see him up there and see what he does all the time. So that was a lot of fun. That was something good for me. What about you, Garrison?
I've been so swamped with a couple of essays, like final papers that are just massive and taking up a lot of my time. So my something good was last night. I had a really fun Christmas party. It was good to see... it's always good to come together as all of Wolusip and then also just hanging out with the Cord. Good food. It was stuffing, turkey, you know, just having fun. So
nice.
It was really good, yeah.
And Curtis.
Yeah, I thought I'd double down on that. I had a lot of fun last night at the Christmas party. Looking forward to next semester and everything, obviously. But another really cool thing that's happened lately is our Arts and Life editor, Shai, was nominated for Student Journalist of the Year in the John H. McDonald Student Journalist Awards, which take place at NASH, which is a big conference for student journalists. We got a couple of the nominations. We had a feature from last year nominated, as well as a photo that was taken last year. But just really exciting to see Shai get appreciated for some of her great work. And yeah, I hope to see maybe she wins.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really cool. That would be the second year in a row that the Cord took home that award. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, guys. That brings us to the end of the podcast. For all of you out there listening, have fun with your exams, I guess, as much as you can, and enjoy the break, and we'll be resuming in the new year. So, thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
A quick thank you to all the staff and